You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. I was hoping you all would come too. You guys want to come? You want to sit by me, Ava? Good morning, everybody. Do any of you recognize anything a little bit different up here in the chancel area? The candles, yes. How about over here by the pulpit? That candle is lit. That's exactly right. Today is a really special Sunday in the church year. In fact, it's so special that if we had to order the special days in the church year, it would probably be Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, and All Saints Sunday, which is what today is. Because it's through Jesus' life and death and resurrection that the communion of saints is even possible. And so some of the things that we are doing today to help us celebrate that is we've changed the paraments in my stole to white, which is the color that we use for Easter, because the white symbolizes the joy and the hope we have in Jesus rising from the dead. And then one other really special thing that's happening today is the Paschal candle is lit. Can you guys say Paschal? Paschal. It's kind of a strange word. We only really hear it a couple of times throughout the season of Easter. But it comes from the Greek word Pascha, which means resurrection. And so, you know, we call Easter, the day Jesus rose from the dead, Easter, but Easter has only been used for the last few centuries. For most of the history of the church, what we know as Easter was called the Pascha, and it means Passover, because on Easter we celebrate that Jesus passed over from death into life. And in our baptism, when we are baptized, we sort of have a Pascha, a Passover of our own. Because in our baptism, we die to ourselves, and Jesus raises us to new life with him. And so we have our own Passover, so to speak. And so this candle is called the Paschal candle because it symbolizes the Passover that Jesus made from death to life. And we light it just a few Sundays of the year, starting on Easter Sunday and for the rest of the Sundays in the Easter season. But then there are a few other special days that we also light that candle. On Sundays when we have a baptism, and when there's a funeral or memorial service. One of these Sundays, I want to play a game where you guys ask me, like you try to stump me and see if there is anything that we do in our worship service that isn't connected to our baptism. Because everything truly is connected to our baptism, including our death. And so on baptisms and funerals, we always have the Paschal candle lit because it reminds us that Jesus is risen and he will be risen for all eternity, that grave will be empty forever. And so this candle reminds us of the hope that we have in Jesus rising from the dead, and it reminds us of the joy that we have in Jesus rising from the dead. And so those are just a couple of the things that are special about today. And in just a few minutes, we're going to light these candles on the altar to remember our loved ones who have died in the past year. And when Debbie lights those candles, she's going to do it with the flame from the Paschal candle. So when each of you were baptized, we had a baptismal candle that was lit from the Paschal candle, and then it was given to you all, and you got to take that home. And then this, so to speak, is the continuation and the end of that journey, because when we die, our baptism is fully complete. Because when we die, we get to go into Jesus' presence, where there is only light and love, and there are no tears and no sadness. So this candle lights our baptismal candle, and today it's going to light the candles that help us remember our loved ones who have died and are now completely in God's presence. So I just wanted to offer those things because everything that we do in worship has meaning to it. There's a reason for everything. And so I want to thank you all for your light, because in our baptism, we are given the job, the call, to let our light so shine so that others may see our good works and glorify God in heaven. So keep shining your lights bright, because you are showing other people what God's love and kindness look like. Let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for our loved ones who have died and are now with you. Help us to follow their example by being faithful and letting our lights shine. We love you, God. Amen. You may go back to your seats. Thank you for coming up.